subject episode. No, it's episode number 15. Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Riffing with Ellie Cheer. Yeah, that's my reaction for the last hour, Ellie.
No, I was actually fine. Your jokes were ugly.
No, your jokes were good too.
No, yours were ugly. Hey!
Are you ready to riff?
Sure.
Do you want to explain what riffing is? I think you should.
You have a word and then you have to pick a word.
You have to pick a word
and then you have to explain what it thinks of.
And anything that comes to mind.
I'm not trying to make this one short because I don't want this one to go long.
Well, you would be surprised at how long these can go. You ready for the first word?
Sure.
First word is, I'm going to pick is, first.
Is Nile.
Nile.
That's not the word.
That is the word.
No. That says nil, not nil.
Nil. Okay, nil.
Glow. I have a good one. Glow. When I was in fifth grade, we had this church camp, and I wanted to be on the blue team,
mm-hmm.
but they picked them for us. And Zach wanted to be on the red team.
Right.
But instead, I got red and he got blue.
Okay.
So, like, they gave us the wrong colors that we wanted. So, I wanted red, but he got red. He wanted blue, but... No. He wanted red, I got red. I wanted blue, and so he got blue.
Okay.
Like, we weren't supposed to get those colors. And then, I actually started to like... No, I had the red team, didn't I?
Well, you could...
But no,
do I get a turn to riff on something?
No,
I don't get
it. It's not my turn yet. Okay. It's my turn.
Okay, yes, we're doing glow.
So I was on the blue team, yeah. Okay. I wanted red.
Okay.
But he got red, and he wanted blue, but then I got blue.
Right.
That's what it is. Yes, that's better.
Okay.
He was on the boys' red team. But in our bunk bed, so there's a girl cabin and a boy cabin. In the mm-hmm. girl cabin, there's a girl's red team.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep right across from them on our bunk beds.
Mm-hmm.
And so my team captain, she's a grown-up, she slept underneath me. So the red team, this is what glow reminds me of.
Okay.
In the middle of the night, they turn off the light. And then all you hear is screaming from the red team.
Yeah.
A lot of screaming from this one girl. Because she tried to crack her glow stick, and it broke, and it got in her eyes, so her eyes were glowing red, because you were only allowed to have red colors on their side.
It was
nighttime. Yeah, she broke it, and her eyes started glowing red, because it was a red glow stick.
It splattered in her eyes?
Yeah, she was screaming. So she had to go under the faucet, and turn it on, and sit on her eye.
That is a good story,
Ellie. Yeah, but in that camp, guess what else happened? So I was sitting on the top bunk, not the bottom, because there was, mosquitoes hanging from it,
uh-huh.
So it was really gross. They were all dead though. And so everybody saw this huge watermelon beetle. You know what those are? In Arizona, their bugs are huge.
I've seen them, yes.
So watermelon beetle, the beetle was about this big.
The beetles?
Beetles? The beetle?
You said beetles. Go ahead. Keep going.
The beetles were about this big.
Yeah.
Because it was a big one. It was a big,
like bigger than a silver dollar.
Yes, it was really big. And it looked like a watermelon.
Okay.
Like a teeny tiny watermelon, but a huge beetle. And everybody saw it, every single person in the room, except for two girls.
Okay.
I'll tell you that in a second. So it was flying through the room. The fans were on.
Uh-huh.
It hit the fan. It went, so it was like this. And it hit it, and it went straight down.
Yeah.
And this one girl was pushing a girl in the wheelchair, and the wheel went, rolled right over it. It was like this. It was like this. Okay. And then it got, it was like this, it was like, ready? Pew, pew, and then it was like, and then you just ran over it. It was like, doo, doo.
Kind of just like, you, they've said that
it went
you
straight, it went down, and then it got ran over.
So, okay.
And then it was stuck on the wheel, and it was like, and it just kept going, and going. And?
Have you ever heard of the cartoon called Cyanide and Happiness?
No.
It's kind of what you just
described. Everybody was laughing.
Kind of what you just described would be a good topic like that for Cyanide and Happiness. But can I tell you about my glow?
Wait a second. And in that camp.
In that camp?
Can you be quiet? You're not talking at all. Be quiet. Mom, you don't look at me like that.
I will get a glow.
I'm telling you the rest of my story of the glow stuff.
Okay, finish the glow story.
So in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
She was washing out her eyeballs.
Right, the glow in the red.
I was the last one to wake up. No, in the morning I was the last one to wake up.
Okay.
That happened when we first went to sleep. Literally,
yes.
Lights went off.
Uh-huh.
So when we woke up in the morning, everybody was getting ready in the bathroom. And nobody So there's only four bathrooms and you have showers and you have to wait to get into one. Right. So they come out, they have their towel in there on a dry spot. They put their towel on.
Yes.
And they come out and then I went inside and I came back out. And like boys, every year mm-hmm. they change the bathrooms.
Right.
Like they change boy and girl camps.
Locations.
Yeah, so boys could have that cabin too.
Okay.
But only the boys had a different cabin this year.
Yeah.
You don't share cabins ever, but I mean, like,
oh, I understand.
Every year,
they
boys
rotate
have
the
that.
Buildings.
Yes. So there was a urinal thing in there, whatever that thing was called.
Uh huh.
And the little drain at the bottom.
Yes.
It was really big. So we were all looking in there, and there was 1,000 crickets jumping around there, and it was like, cricket, cricket, crickets everywhere. And we're like screaming, and then there was a black widow crawling out from.
Ew.
Yeah, there was a lot of bugs there, and it was really gross.
Yeah.
So, if you go to the sink, you know where your water comes out?
Yes, the top.
There was an alive black widow, not black widow, a daddy long leg, sitting in there.
Yeah.
This was the nastiest thing I've ever seen. You know the little holes where the water comes out?
Yes.
It stuck all its legs through there, and it was moving.
And
So, I did not want it to come out. I was trying to get through it.
So, what did you do?
Turn on the water.
Yeah.
And it was like, and then one girl came over.
Sorry. I like your description of the legs going like that. They're like,
So one girl came over, she turned it off.
Yeah.
And she, you know, the body of it couldn't fit
through the spout coming through where
yeah,
the water comes down.
Yeah, it would have to put its legs like and squeeze through it and it
right.
couldn't because the hole was like this tiny.
Uh huh.
So she was sad because she couldn't get it out. So then there was another one in the corner. It was crawling around in the corner on the
another
ground.
Spider.
Daddy long leg and
okay.
it was in the corner. She went over there, she picked it up, put it on her hand. It was just sitting there on her hand. She was like, they don't bite, they're the nicest spiders. And then it bit her. And she was like, oh, that didn't hurt. They don't have teeth. But they can still, like,
oh, they
bite
have,
you.
They have fangs.
Yeah, but daddy long legs?
I don't know if daddy long legs, but there's
yeah, but they have
there's
a
spider
little
called the, there's a spider called the wolf spider that has a pretty predominant fangs.
Yeah. It didn't look like it had fangs, but it looked like it had teeny tiny teeth.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, they're round. They don't hurt you. And then it bit her, and it didn't hurt her, but I was like, you just said they don't bite, and they just bit you. I don't care if it didn't hurt. I don't want any spider biting me. What if it was venomous?
That's a good story. Can
yeah,
I?
Yeah, she was picking up all the spiders and keeping them in her bed.
Why?
I don't know. She was picking all of them up. She said they were nice.
That's
but that
weird.
Was so gross that it was coming out of the sink.
Yes.
So gross, crawled up there, and it just... Ugh! So disgusting. I don't like bugs.
The
can I please stand up? There's not one over here.
There's none on you. I gotta tell my story about Glow.
Daddy long legs are the nastiest spider ever.
I got my story for Glow.
That just grossed me. I better keep it in the sink.
When I was in seventh grade...
So gross.
We and a few friends, we were spending the night, and...
It was a church camp, and then we were okay.
No. And we had these, like, clubs, and we went and we found pitch. That we pulled out of a
Why
tree.
Why your story is always the boring ones?
Because it's called ripping.
That's
but
not
we made these torches.
It's called fun stories.
We put this pitch all over these torches. We were holding them like we were gonna like we could, like a big torch that you would take if you're gonna go exploring a cave.
Sure.
And we light them on fire.
Sure.
And then we would take them and we'd swing them around like a baseball bat, and all this pitch would go flying
baseball.
Off.
Baseball.
And it covered the street, and it was all on just burning and fire. Laugh at my story.
Wait, were they fireballs?
It was like fireballs, yeah. And then our other two friends who were still inside, they looked out and then they see this inferno of the street on fire from all the pitch that we took from the tree stumps that we collected and was setting on fire all over the streets. Now, be it I don't have any spiders in my story, that's my story for that. For Glow. So you get to pick the next word.
I already did, okay.
You already did. What is the next word from the random
governor,
page?
Governor. No, let's just pick governor.
Governor? Okay, governor.
In fourth grade, we got to go to Carson City.
Up and, by Reno.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think.
Well, yeah.
Carson City.
Yeah,
is
I've
like
been. I've
that
been to Car-
point.
I've been to Carson City. I was not. It was a.
So
it,
if.
Let's put it this way. I wouldn't want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Okay. So my mom never beats a chaperone. For any of my field trips, but this one she was. So it took 8 hours on a bus to get there.
Yes, it was.
There was this one girl who took 2 hours to get there on a plane.
Yeah.
Because apparently she was the only kid who got to go on a plane because her mom worked at the school, which I think was really lame. I think that if you wanted to go, you could take a plane and we could all meet there.
Now, did you go on that route that goes between Las Vegas and Reno through the desert?
I think so.
The most boringest drive ever?
Yep. And I had to read this giant book because I sat in the front because I get sick.
But you went on a school bus?
No.
Greyhound?
It's like a... Mom, what type of bus was it? They had...
It was a bus.
You could walk in it. There was a bathroom in the back and stuff like that.
Okay, a Trailways bus.
Kind of.
I got it.
The seats were blue and sparkly.
More comfortable. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And it kind of looked like an airplane.
All right.
So I had to sit in the front because I get car sick super easily.
Yes.
So then, just because I was in the front, they had this huge book. And there were stories about every single city that we went through. And I was a horrible reader. I still am a horrible reader. And my teacher, she was in charge of it, like every field trip. I don't know why, but my teachers are always in charge of everything. I had to read everything about the story, about everything.
Yeah.
So when I say governor, we had to stop by this museum. And they give you, they all bought us, they bought every single one, every single kid in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Subway.
Chips, oh my God.
Chips, water, and chips, water, and a sandwich.
Now, did you get a 6 foot long sandwich or?
I think it was a big one, right, Mom? I think so, because like we were really hungry.
So
we sat on the sidewalk eating and all these.
How many fourth graders were there? How many of you kids were there?
Every single fourth grade class.
I mean, were there 10, 20, 30,
there was, 40? I think there was another bus of another school.
Okay, I'm just trying to picture. I'm just picturing the mess that probably ensued.
And we were sitting in
a 50 kids with foot long Subway sandwiches.
Yeah, so we got done early. So
and
me
potato,
and
chips,
my
and
group. So we got done early. Me okay. and my group. Right. So. In the museum?
Yes.
On the sidewalk, there's a blue line.
Right.
You follow the blue line and it ends at the governor's house.
Okay.
So we took a picture with my group in the front of the governor's house. And then we went to the side to see their dogs, and they have this invisible gate, so if they go near it, it kind of shocks them.
The fence. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So it was about like a foot away from the actual gate.
Yeah.
So you could still see them and everything. And I remember, I think the name was Boo?
The dog's name or Governor
yeah.
Boo?
The dog's name.
The dog's name was Boo. Okay.
The governor was
Sandoval or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ryan. We were going to meet him, but he was in a meeting. So when we went to his little office, the girl was like, well, "He'll be out in a second," and we had to leave. And then he came out like at the last second.
That's the way it usually goes.
But we saw him. We saw him. So we all got these coins with his face on them.
Yeah.
Big gold coins.
Do you still have that coin today?
My mom took it with me.
Why'd she take it away from
me? I don't know. My mom took everything. And then my sister, when she went, she got to keep everything.
Was it sharp?
No. It was a coin.
A coin. Okay.
And so that's my story about it. But when we went there, their dog was black and there was a whole bunch of little ones. And then this guard came out and he was like, oh, I babysit their dogs and I watch his house when he's gone. Even though he lives right down the street.
Yeah.
No, it's not even that far. We walked there. From the museum. There's a museum and then right next to it, there's this huge yard.
Yeah.
And you walk through the grass. And there's this huge building where he works.
Yeah.
Well, it's not huge. It looks like a giant house. A huge house.
The governor's mansion.
It looks like a mansion.
Okay.
Did you see it before?
In Oregon, in Salem.
Yes.
Near the governor's house in Salem.
Those black and it looked like a poodle. And there's only little tiny ones there. And we got to meet them. We got to talk to a soldier. Okay, goodbye.
I'm telling you a story. Okay.
So. I have 10 more things to say.
I gotta finish
ten
mine.
10 more. No, you said this
let
goes
me tell
on
you
forever
mine.
And ever, so let me say
Let it. Me say mine
ten
first.
More things.
Let me say mine first.
10 more things.
There's
ten
this
things.
Little...
So you be quiet. 10 more things.
Okay,
so
I will be quiet.
Dog,
okay.
We have to see the poodle. Okay,
I'm picking the next word. And we will put...
Revealing.
Revealing, all right.
I'll tell you my story first.
I know you were going to tell your story first. This is our last
and
one.
And it's going to take really short time.
Yes.
So,
all right, tell me about revealing.
I remember this super long time ago.
Revealing.
My big sister McKenna used to have super long nails.
Uh-huh.
When she was like my age. And we got this huge box that I think, I don't remember what was in it at first, but I think we were using it from, I think my mom ordered something or something a really long time ago, so we were using an old box. It was like a rectangle shape.
Yeah.
So we set it up like this, and my McKenna put me inside of it. She closed it up and everything, and I was and there was a tiny.
Let me ask, how small was the box? How big? Like big.
Well, I was little, so I could fit in it.
Okay, so but like big enough that you could. How old were you?
Maybe Have you seen my little sister, the one I'm allergic
to? Yes, yes, like 2 feet tall.
Well, she's four.
Four years old.
She looks like she's two, so make her a little bit taller.
Okay.
Then, yeah, I would have been like that, and I could have fit
into the tiny box.
Sorry, I have trouble talking.
Okay.
You're
doing fine.
So,
what did McKenna do?
She closed it up, and there was a little hole, and I was trying to look through it.
Mm-hmm.
And bam, her fingernail comes right in my eye.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, no! And then I tried to put my hand and open it, and then her fingernail scratched my hand. My hand started bleeding. And that's revealing myself coming out of a box is kind of revealing stuff, so yeah.
That sounds...
Revealing my bloody hand in my...
A bloody hand coming out of the box.
Yes, Grandpa is scratching me.
Okay, revealing. I was 12 years old, and I was going to
play... And then I fall over in the box, and my mom's like... I'm just kidding. My mom doesn't do that.
I was 12 years old, and I was going to play a joke on my mom. So I decided to see if
this is really boring. Can we...
It's on... It's funny.
This is the Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
This is not the Shiny Squirrel.
Goodbye.
I have my story first. Hang on. So, I was 12 years old, and I wanted to see if I could play a joke on my mom. I thought maybe I could fit into the dryer. Sure enough, But I knew my mom was coming down because she was going to put wash into the dryer, and I was going to scare her. She came down, and I was going to wait for her to open the door, and I was going to blah. But what she did was she thought there was already laundry in the dryer, and it needed to get some more spin time. So she turned the dryer on. I spin around two or three times in the dryer going, ah, ah,
and my mom. How tall were you?
Just a little bit short, probably about 5 feet. At the time, I was probably about 5 feet tall.
Oh, I'm 5'5", so probably my age, because my brother is about 5 feet
I was a little bit shorter than what you were right now. Or you're tall anyway.
Yeah, so like when you went up and probably fell down, and then you went up and you fell down and you went up.
Literally, yes.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese, I had this huge wheel. And I would run up it and I would hold on and I would go all the way around it. But this one girl tried it, she went all the way around and she fell straight down on it.
But so
it was funny.
My mom opens the door. What are you doing in the dryer? And
dryer or washer? What if it was a washer?
Oh god.
You drowned.
That would be fun. We could go to the laundromat and put you in the washing machine.
Are they really big?
They're really big, yeah. Not to actually turn it on, but just to see film it and see what somebody would do. Or we put you in the washing machine and then step back and set up like a hidden camera. And then somebody walks by and you wave at them.
You pretend tell the owners there what we're doing.
Oh, no, right? No, don't tell them. Don't tell them.
Tell the owners so we don't get in trouble. So, like,
don't worry about it. It's a laundromat. The worst they can do is say, don't come back. We don't
tell them. No, we have to tell them. I have to tell them.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it.
We have to tell them so that they're kind of in on it so they don't, like, tell us to leave or anything.
No, but if you say, I want to climb if you say, I want to climb in your dryer, they're going to say, no, you can't do that. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so you hide the camera where, like, no one will steal it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you act like you have no idea who I am. So, like, you wait a couple minutes for some of the people to leave and everything.
Yes.
That were already there when we set up this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then you're sitting there, pretend like you have, like, pants or something and money. And you pretend like you don't know me. And you wait till there's a lot of people around, but that one is open for you.
Right.
And then you open it. And then you just pull a dead body out. What do we mean? And then everyone else just looks at you and you... Yeah. You're like, you just pour the dead body out. You're like, and you put your clothes in. And you stand there. And they're like, you just pulled a dead body out of the truck. Out of the machine.
That's a great idea. So open the door, take some laundry out, take some laundry, and then you'll be completely limp.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you're like, just like.
And then she's like.
Yeah, pull you out and then sit you in there and then push you down to, like, a dryer. Pretend to put you in the dryer. I like that idea. We got to do that. That would... Okay, right. That's on the table. That's on the plate of things to do. This comes to an end of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. Riffing!
Riffing, goodbye. And just to let you know, I've never seen the show he just talked about, so...